This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. Today we are going to review Birds of Prey for you. My name's Wayne.
And my name is Paul. And what Wayne means by Birds of Prey is Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
I don't care for that title.
If you want the full title and
I
the
don't
one
care for it
that one. Will not appear on the graphic for this week.
Oh, no.
This is directed by Kathy Yan and written by Christina Hodson, who wrote, among other things, Bumblebee.
Oh!
And a film called Unforgettable, which was on my worst 10 of the year two years ago.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Stars Margot Robbie. Oh, it's based on two comics, Birds of Prey and Harley Quinn. It stars Margot Robbie, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, Junie Smollett-Bell, Rosie Perez, Chris Messina, Ali Wong, and Ewan McGregor as Black Mask. It is 109 minutes long. The budget is $84.5 million. It was projected
84.
Yeah, to make $50 to $55 million domestically in the States. Which and then with all the rest of the international on the opening weekend, but they've revised that down to only $33 million for the opening weekend. We are recording on the back end of that. So it hasn't done the gangbusters business that they thought it might thus far. We're going to talk about whether that's fair or unfair as we progress. Wayne, what is Birds of Prey about?
Birds of Prey tells the story of Harley Quinn. Dumped by the Joker, Harley finds that Gotham City is packed with newly emboldened enemies. And most significant of these is Roman Sionis, played by Ewan McGregor, who, along with his boyfriend henchman... Boyfriend?
Yeah, well, you make a good
point.
I'm
reading this.
I wasn't sure either, watching the film. What was Victor Zsasz?
At no point did I think they were boyfriend.
I thought that maybe.
Really? Yeah. I didn't get a gay vibe of him, but I have missed it a lot in the past. him and his henchman slash boyfriend, apparently.
Slash best mate, one of the three.
Yeah, best mate. Yeah, he's Victor Zsasz. They aim to peel the skin from Harley's face because that's the kind of people they are. Okay? In order to survive, Harley must join forces with Roman's other enemies, the Huntress, played by Mary Elizabeth Paul's favorite, and singer-turned-driver Black Canary, who's Journey Smollett-Bell, and also cop Renee Montoya, we'll talk about this, played by fucking Wayne's Rosie favorite. Perez, and a teen pickpocket called Cassandra Cain. So that's the movie.
That is the movie. All right, Wayne, what did you think then? We saw this one together.
It's been a while since we
caught a film reviewing together. What did you think of Birds of Prey?
Well, first of all, it's a much harsher movie than I expected it to be.
You learned her at one point and said that. You're like, this is so
this
harsh.
It's fucking harsh, man. I thought it was like Suicide Squad, all right? Because it's essentially kind of that sequel. But it's far harder. Obviously, an R rating, man, right here?
Well, in the States, yes. MA for us.
You're
here
kidding.
In Australia.
I actually think they
no,
do stuff.
No way.
They do stuff, hey.
Yeah.
But to kids, hey.
They hint at doing stuff to kids.
Motherfucker, it went down.
Show it.
All right, fine. Anyway, sorry. I quite like the way some of these things are filmed. I thought this was actually done. Like, it looks quite nice in some scenes. I liked that they put actual Batman characters in here in little spots. Like Mr. Zsasz in the comic is actually a serial killer.
Yeah, I've seen him in the DC animated film.
Yes, lots of different cool people around here, like Roman Sionis and all the, you know, the guard, the Black Mask and stuff.
We should mention at this point that Wayne's jam is...
Yeah,
well, was DC Comics.
Yes, I'm going to geek out on Batman comics, basically. Yes. I've read them for a lot of years. I don't do it anymore, but I would like to, but they changed the whole thing now because that's what DC does, so I don't like them anymore.
But you are you familiar with like the Birds of Prey then?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, and Harley Quinn. But yes. No, she was a product of the cartoon of the Batman animated series, is that right?
Yeah, Harley Quinn was made by Paul Dini, who did the Batman animated series. She's an amazing character, and if you ever have a penchant to read a graphic novel, there's one called Mad Love, which is about Harley and the Joker. It's sick. Not sick, like it's sick.
It's great. Yeah.
It's great, but
can
it's
just
really
use
harsh.
Vernacular that 45-year-olds do, please.
Sorry. It's the bomb.
that one I accept better than it's sick.
I will tell you this. That's right. You tell me what you think first. You tell me what you think first.
Honestly,
yeah.
I'm really flat on this film.
Are you flat?
I'm really middling. I'm really, really like, I like some things. I really hated other things. And I agree with you. I think the way that some of the scenes were shot is the highlight of the film.
Yep.
I think there's a
execution, not bad.
There's a great assault on a police station, which is shown in the trailer.
Mm.
That scene was the best looking scene in the film to me. I really dug that, and I thought, yeah. And there was a couple of really cool kind of editing sequences. One in a club, which does the fast motion zoom up.
To yes,
and Harley's moving
yes,
around
yes,
the shot.
There are good. Like,
that was really cool as well.
Procedures here,
so there's some really visually spectacular. I would go so far as to say moments.
Agreed.
And there's a pretty cool looking explosion at one point as well. So that stuff I dug. I gotta say. Everybody in this film is either way too over the top for me or not utilized enough. Now, you're giving me a lot of crap in the opening 2 minutes. basically saying how much I don't like Mary Elizabeth Winstead. No, I just don't like her the way that you do.
Okay, let me tell you something.
Right. But she's so underutilized in this movie.
Very underutilized. And especially that character is cool. Huntress is a cool character.
She was, for me, the highlight of the characters in the film.
Really?
And I wish we had gotten more of her.
Mm.
But yet, basically, she doesn't even really do anything for until the last 30 minutes of the film.
Yeah.
And she's the second billed actress.
That's right. And you know what? Look, I have to admit something to you here. All right? Though I have liked her many times, every time in the past that I've seen her, particularly Scott Pilgrim, but then again, she's a very, like, she's Ramona Flowers and whatever. Mm-hmm. She was decidedly average looking in this film. She didn't look the same. She just looked like a normal person to me.
I thought that's why she's always looked to me, Wayne. So welcome to my world. But I don't care about that. Like I said, her character was interesting. It was, you know, fairly cliched of them all, but she was the one who was the coolest as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, because she didn't spout bullshit all the time and like was not as loud.
Well, yeah, and we'll get into it. I won't say this because we're very careful to not give spoilers here in the non-spoiler section, but I want to talk about a character trait that only comes up later when we get to non-spoiler. Sorry, two spoilers.
Yeah.
So please remind me of that.
Okay.
But so, okay, here's the thing. What I've learned is a little bit of Harley Quinn goes a long way.
Yeah.
And a lot of Harley Quinn really grates on me.
Okay, let me tell you this, all right? I look at Margot Robbie doing these scenes, right? And I'll tell you this. The scenes... Yeah, they get a bit much with her and all of her stuff, right? And she's bebopping around New York. Or mm-hmm. Gotham, sorry. Right? And she's like doing that stuff.
Which is the least Gotham that Gotham's ever looked, by the way.
It's fine.
I think the production design's really average.
It's not, it's not. It's definitely not as wide. Like, yeah, it's on purpose. Like,
you can tell it's only 85 and not 150
million. That's right. That's right. They didn't have that much money. But I will say this, though. Margot Robbie, I can tell that she's doing absolutely everything she can with this. Like, she's been given, like, literally the director's like, okay, you got to do this long ass line, and it's kind of like it's like the 10th time we've heard you do this shtick in the movie. So go, and she's doing it as well as like I'm. It's still a little bit engaging, and it's very hard to do.
She's more engaging to me, and by the way, she's a producer on this film, so she would have had a big hand in what was going on. But she's way more engaging to me than the villain. I hated Ewan McGregor in this movie. He rubbed me the wrong way almost every scene he was in. I hated his hugely emotional variations in swing. Yeah. I hated his petulant childness. And the whole time I'm thinking, who would follow this guy?
Mm-hmm.
How does this guy become a crime lord? It never rang true for me.
This is nothing like the comic book mask. Like that guy's.
Okay. So they've gone in a direction and I get he's going for the sort of Jack Nicholson over the top thing. And it did my head in by the end.
Do you know what I think he's doing? Because I was looking at it going, I actually, although I agree with you, it was difficult, right? I actually enjoyed his performance because Ewan McGregor did do something with it, which is made him dangerous, right? However.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it? Okay, no. So like, but otherwise he would have just
been
He didn't
get his hands dirty. He kept handing off to Victor to do it all.
Yeah, that's the thing. But he's obviously a freak because he's, at the drop of a hat, he gets freaky.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he like, he's telling this girl like, tear off her clothes. Yeah. Stuff. Oddly, yeah, weird stuff. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I got to say this real quick. Rosie Perez, okay? All right, this is my Winstead moment for you. Renee Montoya in the fucking comics. I'm sorry to geek out on this, right? But I remember reading.
It gives us some cred. Please,
I remember reading the comic where she was introduced. She's Commissioner Gordon's offsider,
right?
And she's a hot, badass Latino female policeman.
Well, they police person officer.
Sorry, yes.
All right. So they got 3 out of 5, right?
They got none of that, right? So
Latino.
Oh,
she's a policewoman.
I don't care. All right, fine. Yeah, that's shit.
She's female and a police officer.
Let me tell you what she's supposed to be like.
They didn't get the kick ass or the hot right.
Dude, that character is basically J-Lo in Out of Sight.
Okay.
It's a badass, tight, beautiful, like a Latino, badass shooting motherfuckers.
Whoa, hold on.
All right, so then they fucking come up with fucking Rosie Perez and her. I've hated her since White Men Can't Jump.
Yeah, I have to admit, she's not my favorite.
This fucking shut the fuck up! It's just shit.
The views of Wayne Arizzo do not reflect the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews
podcast.
I'm not
saying everyone should shut up if you're a woman. I'm saying this one.
I have to admit, she did not sell the physicality at all.
Then, look, she's got... Look, fine, if they're casting a 50-ish-year-old character, because she's got to be that, right?
As a guess, yes.
Yeah, okay. I mean, shit, why not anyone else? Why not... They couldn't afford J-Lo, but yeah, you know, anyway. All right, I hate the young girl character. Hated her.
Just she was kind of annoying. Yeah.
Just annoying as hell.
Rose Perez is 55 years old, by the way.
That's about right.
Yep.
I would have made that call. So yeah, you know, I think the problem I have with this story is? It's the chaotic storytelling.
Right, now, here's the thing. This is Harley's story.
Cool. Yes. Right?
And they are leaning hard into her psyche.
Totally.
I totally get that. And I think it's a brave choice. And I think the film does reflect that. Mm-hmm. So I want to mark it down for that. But I think the framing device, so to speak, her telling the story, gives that a pass.
Agree.
For me.
Agree.
But I would agree with you. Again, I was so numb by the end of this film. This scattershot all over the
jump back, jump forward.
Jump forward in time. Do this, do that. Oh, it's all garish and this. Oh, no, hang on. I got to go back in time and tell you this.
That's actually
it wore me out. Yeah. By the end, I was like, oh, please end. Thank God this film is not 2.5 hours. I would have ragged on it.
I was going to make a joke. That is how an ex-girlfriend of mine tells a story. Oh, no, I forgot to tell you this part. Oh, shut the fuck up. Please shut the fuck up. But, sorry, I know, sorry. Yeah, that's it. That's the problem with the story. If it had all these things in a way that was cohesive and not work for you to have to follow, not that it was hard to follow, but it was like tedious to follow.
Tedious.
Like
tedious is a good word. This film became tedious.
Yeah, and that's what the problem was. I think the stuff that happened, I oddly sort of kind of like this movie. I don't hate it. I don't love it. But I kind of like, there's something about this that I like. And I think kids are going to watch this. Girls are going to watch this. Because the metaphor of the movie is, because every man in this movie is bad. There's not a good man in this movie.
It's true.
Right? So this is a metaphor for kind of how these girls' lives are, and maybe how all girls' lives are, where all these men, they're fighting against mm-hmm. humanity. Men.
You can definitely read it that way. Yep.
You could. And so I think, though, that basically the moral of the story might be that, I hate to be hokey, but women are more effective as a team against these men who are cunts. Do you know what I mean? And maybe that's what this is. And I don't think that's a bad thing for kids to watch. I think that's quite good.
Nope. But kids can't watch this film. It's too violent.
There. So this is why it's 15. A bit weird.
Yeah.
So I don't... I mean, kids are still going to see it.
Yeah, but not at the cinema.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I don't necessarily... I don't know. It's weird about that. I had to think for a long time about what I think about this movie. And I'm not sure. So...
Well, I agree pretty much with a large proportion of that. I'm not... I realize it's not really for me, although I am a comic book film fan.
As am I.
An action film fan. So we're a little bit outside the targeted audience, but I admire the studio for being brave enough to go, fuck it, let's go hard R.
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree. That is probably making it a much more hard-hitting show for me.
Yeah, so you know, hats off to all involved for that. But I think the last thing I want to emphasize before we get into the spoiler section is I think the script's really average.
Yeah.
None of the characterizations, other than Harley, who is well established.
Yeah, you give him more.
Nobody else I really got a real sense of or felt connected to. I didn't give a shit about any of them. And there's a lot of contrivances, which again, I'll come into in spoilers, that annoyed me as well. So, yeah. Overall, very meh on this film.
That's right.
I was disappointed. I think that's the word I'm looking for.
Fair enough. Me too. Worth mentioning, this was once tried as a TV show.
That's right? Yep.
And the actual original comic,
Dina Meyer in it.
Dina Meyer. See, I know Dina. We love Dina Meyer, right? She played, and that's who the original Black
Barbara Gordon.
Barbara Gordon in a wheelchair. Yep. All right, like after the Joker shot her, and the Black Canary is in there, and I can't remember who the third one is, but it's not Harley Quinn. She's not in there at all because she wasn't invented.
Not Huntress.
Nope. Oh, it is Huntress.
Yeah,
that's who it is. Yeah, good call. So yeah, but so this is different, and I don't know it works. So let's get to spoilers.
All right, then let's get into it on the other side of this. If you're still listening, you haven't seen the film. It's a qualified. I mean, I'm not recommending it. Are you?
Oh, it's a tough one.
There you go. I think that's everything you need to hear.
If you like Suicide Squad, yeah, go ahead and watch this. How's that? Well,
that just narrowed it down to 15% of the world. Okay, spoilers, here we go.
Spoiler. All right, hit me, Paulie.
Okay, first of all, do no police officers use their guns in this world?
Oh, forget about it.
Harley Quinn walks in with a beanbag gun.
Oh my God, beanbag
and
gun.
And a paint gun. Yep. And all these officers, initially, fair enough, they try and subdue her with, you know, what do you call it, batons or whatever else.
Yeah.
But then after they're being blown to pieces, not killed.
No one pulls their piece.
No one pulls their piece. Or when they do, she's close enough to disable them. I'm like, this is the most ridiculously inept police force. Like, I buy it when Arnold Schwarzenegger, as a indestructible machine, walks through a police station and kills everybody.
Yeah.
I don't buy it when a 5'6" woman...
With a one-shot beanbag gun.
Who has to go... Yep. That long to not get shot.
You know what that is? That's the spirit of that character, because all of her in the comic, all of her fucking like weapons are Harlequin-esque. They're like big, huge, like mallets and baseball, all that sort of thing.
Still.
I know, it's not good. It's not good.
So then I realized this film I have to swallow more than I do for a comic book film.
Which is not a good moment to have.
Not really. I don't want to have to be suspending my disbelief because beyond just saying, oh, it's a comic book film.
Well, because if you're conscious of having made that decision, you're now not in the movie. You know what I mean? Like, you've stepped out of it.
Like I said, I didn't feel this film.
Yeah. I hated that part as well. Like
I mean, I loved the way it looked, that scene. But it was so contrived.
That's this whole movie. I'm giving it a pass because I quite like how it looks on screen.
Right.
That's what it is.
Yeah. So that bothered me. The, like I said, the characters were not well established, or other than Harley Quinn. Why is Black Mask the boss now that the Joker has dumped her? Like, the Joker's still around.
Yeah.
But why is he so powerful?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's weird.
Don't get any of that. Don't understand why anybody follows him. I don't understand why we had to wait until the last 20 minutes to find out the Huntress is socially inept, because she grew up with this two dudes teaching her all about martial arts and never interacted with people. It makes sense.
I didn't even think about that.
But why am I, if I waited 80 minutes to see that character trait in the second build character in this film?
Because that's it. Because they've got that's why they made this Harley. Because you know what? Margot Robbie is the most popular actress. So let's make it around her. It makes business sense.
I get it. But
does it work as a movie?
No,
less so.
No, I don't think it should have been Birds of Prey and Harley Quinn. I think they should have just gone hard on the Birds of Prey side.
I agree.
And left Harley Quinn to her own film.
Agreed completely. And that was obviously a conscious decision. You know what was weird here? There's this one scene where the cops are knocking down Harley Quinn's door while she's inside with the little girl.
Yep.
Okay? Bang, 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 bang. Okay, fine.
And then some dude fires a rocket through the window.
And then that's it. The cops are gone.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
What the fuck was that?
There's some really dodgy editing in this film. That was one moment.
Did the cops hear an explosion and run away? No, they didn't. They would have been, yeah.
That's one moment. The second moment is during the big fight when the girls all come together. And that's great. I enjoyed that scene mostly. But the editing in there was terrible.
Yeah.
There's a couple of moments where Margot Robbie's doing something, and the next shot is still of her, and she's completely, and it's not like a time lapse thing. It's meant to be fluid.
Exactly.
I'm like, whoa, how did that get passed?
Yeah,
on the big screen, it stood out like dog's bollocks.
It looked good, but it looked entertaining, but I noticed it not making sense. I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, yeah, I don't think that scene was well filmed at all. Like, it was a cool scene, but it didn't work.
Yeah. Do you know what this director's done before?
Nothing I've ever seen. Like, okay. This is the first budget film.
So first action film?
Oh, for sure.
So it could be that she even had a second unit director for the action, for all we know.
It was poor. And then we get, there's so many moments of characters just doing really dumb things.
Yeah.
And the one that really sticks out for me is,
which one?
So they beat up all these dudes and they walk out of the tunnel all triumphant, not once considering between any of them that maybe there's more people, and there are, and they've all got guns. And so Rosie Perez's, whatever her name is, gets shot.
Montoya.
Yep. Montoya gets shot. But thankfully, she's wearing some corset-like thing, which is bulletproof. Lucky. Fine. All right. But like, how dumb are we?
No, it's...
It undermines the power of
those
that scene.
Yeah, none of those things are sort of like... Like you said, you have to take a bit of a pill for you to actually accept that, which
is
no good.
There's too many of those moments.
Yep. Agree. Yeah, that's it. I don't know why I kind of somehow oddly like it, and I can pick a million holes in it. I think it's because I expected it to be so bad. I really expected it to be bad.
I was hopeful about this film.
Yeah?
I liked the fact that they were going for the R rating in the States. I thought I was going to like seeing more Harley Quinn. Turns out, I have a... What's the word? Threshold for my Harley Quinn-ness?
No, I can take
in a film?
I don't really care for that. I like Margot Robbie and I less like Harley Quinn.
But to come back to that scene you hinted at where Black Mask or Roman
is
suddenly becoming this lecherous, like, male abuser.
Yes, there's an odd sexual abuse sort of slant to a couple of the scenes.
And the only thing that does is further propel Black Canary away from him.
That's right. And that's I understand that being a thing. But like I said, like, it also doesn't, if he's got a boyfriend and then now he's persecuting women sexually, it's like, what is that?
It's not clear at all what their relationship is.
So
not clear at all. Mm. So the fact that it's written in the Wikipedia description as boyfriend/henchman.
I did not pick up the boyfriend thing at all.
I wondered.
Weird. Let me ask you this.
Because you don't see him with a woman at any point.
No, you don't.
Or anyone at any point. But yet him and Zaz are eating breakfast together.
I thought they were bros though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And Zaz certainly seems jealous of Black Canary.
I thought he was just a prick. Yeah. But that's a good point. It's a good slant on it. I see. Oh, shit.
So, look, that's fine. But lean into it. Show it. Don't fucking maybe sort of perhaps hint at it. That he either is or he isn't.
I don't mind that.
Or he's both. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Let me ask you this.
But don't leave it so vague as to be wishy-washy about it in an R-rated film.
Are Finn and Poe in Star Wars gay, in your opinion?
Don't care.
Maybe. I don't care either, but I want them to be. And like,
if anything, Poe's bisexual because
the other chick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine. They do that too. So it's like, but I saw Oscar Isaac say that I'm trying to push it in that direction, but I actually got shut down.
Yeah. Well, so, in a Disney film, I get it.
I know.
In a R-rated DC comic book film. Surely you got
more. I wish it was blatant. I wish I had noticed it. I wish they had told me.
Anyway, I don't want to get too far off the track. I would also agree, I know you've already said this point, and I should have said it back before, but I agree the pickpocket girl, there's nothing to her.
Nope.
That's just annoying. She's not likable.
Not likable, and they're all risking everything at the end for her.
Yeah, she's even doing. She even does this. This is kind of like pimp step, like skip when she's stealing off people, and I'm like, that is funny. That's the other thing I should have mentioned, probably at the top of the. This film is not funny at all, and it tries really hard to be.
Now we got a few giggles in our cinema. We got a few laughs, not us, but the people around us.
Well, not many.
There's a few. There's a couple.
And the biggest laugh was reserved for Roman's death when he just blew into pieces.
Yeah, that exactly. That was actually because it looked funny.
Yeah, but the point is, if that's the biggest, funniest moment in your film and you're aiming to be funny at times, you missed it.
I would say I sort of was encouraged to laugh about three times.
I didn't. Yeah, but that's not enough. Given that I would say that they were aiming for 20 laughs.
You reckon?
As a rough estimate. Yeah,
yeah, maybe you're right.
That's my take. Is there anything else you want to say?
No. All I can say is that I don't know why, but if you're a DC fan, you should just see the movie, but don't expect much, and you might have a similar experience to me. I'm going to give it...
Final thoughts and scores. Here we go.
I'm going to give it 59.
Okay. It's not that much higher than me. I'm giving it 52.
52.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does get a pass. It does get a pass.
I didn't hate it.
But yeah, but it had some problems, but I wasn't.
Yeah, but I wasn't...
It's like
52 is the barest pass possible, obviously, and... It represents that I found more stuff to be annoyed at, but geez, it looked good in places.
Yeah. And I think that was enough to get me to pass it, obviously. Like, it wasn't...
And I admire the R-rated ballsiness of it. That's what gets it over the line for me. Take those two things out. If this was a PG-13 film, I can guarantee I'd be giving it the same score, give or take a Suicide Squad, because it's almost, in some ways, almost as bad.
I think I liked it more than Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
But not by a lot.
Yeah, not by a lot. Agreed.
All right, that's our view on not Harley Quinn. It may as well have been Harley Quinn. The Fabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn and the Birds of Prey. That's what it should have been called. That's our view. Did we get it right? Did we get it wrong? You can let us know via email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at thecountdownpc. You can follow the show on Podbean where we host and leave comments there. And finally, the Facebook listening community link is in the show notes. Thanks so much for joining us today. Hopefully, there'll be some better films on the horizon sometime soon. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this is, once again, what this film failed to do.
Thrill me.
That's the soundboard. We'll catch you next time.
Worked hard for that.
Stop stepping on my shit, man. Barakura.